Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health, where you will learn about today's health issues and get some practical advice to better your life. Joining us today are psychotherapist Stacy Kaiser and sister Stephanie Tulela and Tiffany Young from Lifetime's hit show Diet Tribe. Stacy Kaiser is a Southern California-based licensed psychotherapist, lifestyle coach, and media personality. With over 50 television appearances in the last year on major networks, Stacy has built a reputation for bringing a unique mix of thoughtful and provocative insight to a wide range of topics. She is regularly featured on both Tyra Banks and Larry Elder's nationally syndicated talk shows, appeared as a resident psychotherapist on VH1's Celebrity Fit Club and Bravo's Real Housewives of Orange County, and contributed to segments for Access Hollywood, Extra, Hollywood 411, and True Hollywood Story. A passion for improving the lives of the underserved within her community led Stacy's work with Southern California's premier family resource center, Friends of the Family, where she has worked with battered women, teens, parents, abused children, and families in crisis for the past 13 years. Newly divorced Stephanie is facing her 40th birthday and has done almost everything in her life with her sister Tiffany by her side. They went to nursing school together and had a double wedding, moved into a home together with their husbands, and even started having children at the same time. Both sisters also had gastric bypass surgery but gained most of the weight back. As a nurse, Stephanie works long hours, so it's often easier to ignore exercise and eat junk food than it is to maintain a healthy lifestyle. With her weight loss goal in mind, Stephanie is ready to shed the pounds she packed on during her previous marriage in hopes of a new chance at love and life. Stephanie's sister Tiffany, 36, is the ultimate entertainer and hostess. Tiffany also wants to teach her family new healthy eating habits in order to break the genetic pattern that has plagued her since childhood. Stacy, Stephanie, and Tiffany, welcome to It's Your Health.
Good morning.
First of all, I love the show. I really enjoyed the first season. And Stacy, I'd like to start with you. If you can tell us, for those who aren't familiar, about Diet Tribe and what the show does for women.
Well, one of the things that I love about Diet Tribe is it's a weight loss show, but it isn't a competition. So it's about uniting with your four closest friends, so it's five friends, working together to not only change their eating habits, but also work on diet and exercise. And I think what's great about it is, you know, we women, we can really bond together and help each other. We're great at pulling each other out of a crisis, and that is what you will see these women do this entire season, really work together.
Oh, that's great. That was my next question, is what can we expect this season? So that's wonderful. It's such a wonderful idea. And, you know, Stacy, I want to say that, you know, I'm a big fan of The Biggest Loser, and my husband calls me the Biggest Loser lady because I've interviewed so many of the past contestants. But one of the problems that I have with that show is that they don't have a great psychotherapist like yourself, because I think that you have to work on the emotional issues if you're going to keep the weight off, and if you can share your feelings about that.
Well, thank you. I mean, that is one of the problems I have with the show as well, and we see a lot of those Biggest Loser contestants gaining their weight back, and I think it's because they don't change their mindset. The other thing that is great about Diet Tribe that's unique to Biggest Loser is we keep the women in their household.
Yes.
They're going to work, they're with their families, and you don't get that at Biggest Loser. And I think from a psychological point of view, it's really important to learn how to manage, you know, your lifestyle and your health in right there with your kids' snacks, with the temptations at work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we challenge these ladies to do on a daily basis, you know, with kids. I mean, there's always the snacking and the parties, and it makes it harder.
Oh, yes, it does. And it's funny because I interviewed Helen Phillips, the winner of the past season, a couple weeks ago, and she's a wonderful woman, but she talked about, you know, going from being on the ranch where you're exercising 8 hours a day and, you know, you are cooking your own food, but it's all healthy food. You know, there's nothing there that's junky, obviously. And then from that, you're back home and you didn't learn the balance because it was so one-sided. So I think what you're saying makes so much sense. Now, Stephanie and Tiffany, I went to LifetimeTV.com and I watched the Meet Stephanie, Meet Tiffany videos. And Stephanie, those were great, by the way. I love that because, you know, it's like, oh, I got to meet you. But you talk about being a great dieter, but not making it, this was Stephanie, not making it a lifestyle change. And then you talked about getting divorced and putting on 40 pounds in 2 years, which I'm sure a lot of women can relate to. You also talked about how the show, you know, shows like this are an inspiration to other women and that you hope to be 40 and fabulous, and I'm sure you will. And Tiffany, you talked about how all the girls in your family are overweight and that your parents were really restrictive about food. And that may have been a problem. And you also talked about your gastric bypass and being able to keep the weight down but not off. Now, what's changed since Diet Tribe? And I know that you guys can't give too much away, but if you can share a little bit with us about
right.
that. So,
well,
Stephanie, if you want to...
Well, first of all, it was a fabulous experience, and it does teach us how, as a group of friends, it's not a competition. That's the best part of it, is
yeah,
that we
like
can
that.
Actually be in a public place or be in a social place, and we're not restricted because we're all in the same boat. And I think that was the biggest help for us at the very beginning. I think we all felt that we had to kind of just stay home because we really felt like, okay, we have no more life. We can't go out. We can't eat. We can't drink. You know, we just have to exercise all the time. And what we really, truly learned is doing it amongst friends is that you just have to change the way you socialize. And we learned that we had just as much fun, if not more, in a healthier way. And we were more excited because we felt like we were looking better. And looking better, we felt better, and we were able to do more things.
Oh, that's
we were socializing
great.
Together, like going to, well, we all go walking together, or we all go and have a dinner together at each other's houses, and knowing that we're all in this awesome diet, and we have to provide the right food for everybody, so there's no temptation. And the concept works. Finally, something in my life, when it comes to dieting, works. And the concept of five friends who have to be accountable for each other, that have to do it together, works. And I've been through every diet in my life, and like you said, including the gastric bypass, it all works, and for the moment.
Yeah.
But you're doing it by yourself, so you feel alone. Well, as soon as you get out there into real life, you know, you've got temptation after temptation, and friends, and, you know, failure happens. And this time around, it's like, you know, we're done with the show. We're done airing the show, but we're all still really good friends, so we're all still accountable for each other and looking out for each other, and it's still working, and it's going to continue to work.
That is awesome. Now, you know, I mentioned in the Meet Tiffany video how you talked about your parents being restrictive, and Stacey, I want to ask you about that, how that can play into people having issues with food as they get older.
I mean, what it does is it builds in a built-in sense of deprivation. I was raised that way, too. Every day my school lunch was a half a sandwich and an apple, and everybody else had cookies.
Yep.
And so I grew up very much like these ladies.
Yeah.
You know, you become one of those hidden eaters that goes into the back corner somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You should see my drawers. They were full of Girl Scout cookies that my mom wouldn't buy for me.
Right.
Thin mint.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So that's the hard part, is you feel deprived, and then you become one of those secret eaters. And secret eating can take place all the time. I mean, I used to go to a party and turn my back on people and shove a cookie in my mouth. I mean, it was that bad.
Right.
And so those are habits that are so long. I know we all have. We've all taken that extra cookie.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are the kinds of habits that are the hardest to break, though, because you grow up in your household. I lived there for 18 years. So for 18 years, I was deprived and set free. Oh, my gosh. You know?
Wow. Now, how did you do it, Stacey? How did you set yourself free?
I mean, I very much did what these ladies did at first, which is every diet that came out on the market. And then one day I figured out that it wasn't about dieting, because I would go on a diet and then I'd go off the diet and go back to eating habits. And I decided that I needed to make it a lifestyle. And look, most of us who have ever struggled with weight could write a diet for a friend. We know how to eat.
Yeah, of course.
And we know we're supposed to exercise. And so I just finally decided that I needed to do that for myself as well. And then for me, and it's the same thing with these ladies, we taught them you cannot just live your life eating fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
So you can have these other treats and goodies and, you know, an alcoholic beverage once in a while. You have to live your life. And that's part of what I do as well. So people will come up to me in a restaurant and say, oh my gosh, you're having a beer? Yeah, are you having a piece of cake? And it's because I've learned that if you eat right most of the time and exercise most of the time, you know, you can sort of indulge on your birthday and special occasions.
Yeah, no, that's really important. I mean, I'm a health and lifestyle coach, and I would go into people's homes and teach them to move, you know, from a highly processed diet to a whole foods diet. And I would still encourage them, though, you know, you still want to have some treats. You don't, and also just teaching people how to make the healthy food tastes really good, you know, and I'm sure that's something. Did you learn that with the meal plan?
This is Tiffany. I did. I definitely learned that, you know, convenience of driving through drive-thrus, you know, that is nice. I will say that when you've got children and you're in a hurry, and in today's society, it's just go, 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 go. But the food does not taste as good as when you're at home and you're cooking your food. You know what ingredients you're putting in it, and you are enjoying what you're eating, and then you're not feeling guilty.
about what you just ate. And then you're seeing these results. It's just amazing. You know, there's like baby steps that you take to get this fabulous reward at the end, and that is a healthy inside and outside body. And who knew?
Yeah. No, just listen. I'm so inspired just listening to you gals. I mean, that's great. Yeah. And that's the thing. I think it is baby steps. And again, that's the difference between that and The Biggest Loser. You know, my husband had never watched the show, and I encouraged him to watch with me this new season. And he was like, this is crazy. These people are, they're going to hurt themselves. You know, and then 2 minutes later, this woman, one woman passes out, ends up in the hospital, and the other guy. And I started thinking about, again, as much as I love the show, you know, I used to teach weight management as well. And, you know, healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. And you take the baby steps, like you're saying. Right. And so I'm just so glad you're getting that message out there.
I do want to say that I think that it's really, you know, Biggest Loser and that kind of stuff, that's a little bit of a tool. But yeah. When you are doing something like this and you've got 5 other people or a group of friends that are really, really counting on you to do this, because we had to do this as a group to get great things. It wasn't like, you know, one individual person and then you're winning money or you're winning. No, I mean, we succeed and we do better if we all do it together. So everybody had to be accountable for each other. And the greatest part about our friendship is that it's a sincere friendship that has been going on for many, many, many years. I think ultimately Stephanie and I had a great advantage because we are sisters. We grew up together. We lived together. We've done everything together. So it was kind of like, you know, I could prepare food for Stephanie when she got home. Or she could prepare food for me. Or, you know, we could say, she'd be like, I'm having a craving. And just, I would talk her through it. Or she's, you know, we're at the gym. And it's like, come on, burn. Get past the burn. We had that advantage with each other. And if you could do something like that with your spouse or a family member or have, you know, a roommate in that kind of situation, it's just so beneficial. And I think the biggest step is accepting the fact that you're going to accept challenges in your life when it comes to going on a diet. Because some people are so scared, as I was, like, oh, I'm so scared to give this up. I'm so scared to give, you know, up my freedom of food. I'm so scared to challenge my body. You know what? Your body could do it if you just, if your mind has to tell your body, just do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we learned through Diet Tribe. There's so many things. You've got to watch the show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
The show is so great, and truly it is about challenges. And, you know, working with Stacey especially, I think we really learned that challenges, especially for myself, a challenge is a good thing. I always ran from challenges. And, you know, with Stacey, she kind of put me in my place and made me realize that a challenge is something that betters you. And now everything I do, even though the show is over, every single thing I do is a challenge. And if I don't have a challenge, I create one, because I really think that inspires me to continue on.
Totally.
And as Tiffany was saying, with, you know, having a, you know, your sister around, it's like having your trainer, Jesse, who was absolutely wonderful, and Stacy as our therapist was absolutely wonderful. But when they go home and we're by ourselves, it, you know, then the reality kicks in and you're by yourself again, and you know, you want to slip back into old habits. Having your sister there is the most incredible feeling, because you go to her and she's your therapist and she's your trainer. And then the girls, we all live so close to each other. So it was like just a constant reminder of, this is a lifestyle change. This is our new commitment. This is our new challenge.
I do have to also add, having Jesse as a trainer, he's really easy to get yourself to the gym.
I was about to say, oh my gosh, how cute is he?
He is gorgeous. And his heart and the person that he is just as gorgeous.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that seems like it, you know? It seems like it, just from watching the show. And Stacy, too, you're absolutely gorgeous. And oh my God, you're so pretty. And, you know, but now I have a great husband, but he was teasing me last night. We were watching some stuff on your website, and he was like, is she single? And I'm like, honey, you know, totally. He's like, you know, I'm just thinking. And I'm like, all right, get away from here, you know, but we were just playing. But no, seriously. And you know, Stacy, your kindness just shines through. And how was it to work with the women, and what types of issues? And I don't, you know, I don't know how personal you can get, but what types of issues keep folks from losing weight, aside from just, you know, it's hard to give up foods you love?
Well, I can tell you a little bit. First of all, Tiffany and Stephanie are two of the most positive people you'd ever meet, as you can tell by listening to them. And they're motivated.
Oh, they're fabulous.
And so I don't want any of your listeners to be misguided. They really struggled at some moments, and so did the other ladies. Mm-hmm. And what you will see when you watch this season is these women faced the same struggles that we all face when we're trying to lose weight, that everyone does. And that's what we worked on. First of all, it's the I've done it a million times, how do I know this time will be different, challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you've lost weight a lot of times, what makes you think you're going to make it this time? There's the staying motivated issue. There's the, you know, I have a party to go to and I'm on a weight loss plan. How can I possibly have fun, which they brought up. There's the family struggles of, my husband, my child is sitting there eating a bowl of ice cream. What do I do? So it's a lot of the day-to-day stuff. But the hardest thing, I think, that we worked on a regular basis is taking care of yourself. And that's what you're going to see a lot of these women trying to face is, you know, we all have lives. We can't sit home all day long and, you know, worry about our health. We're out there working and being with children and socializing and going to the grocery store. And how do you live your life and be a good person and take care of other people and do a good job and still focus on you? That's a tremendous balancing act that I think people will learn from in watching these ladies.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. Now, I ask my listeners to send in questions that they have. Now, this is kind of heavy, but I think it's important, and I hope it's all right. Stacey, I wanted to ask you, I got an email from a woman named Johanna, and she said that she's currently working on an issue that is holding her back from being able to take off weight. And she was, when she was growing up, she was molested. And she said that, you know, she's still now having, you know, major issues, and she's confronted him, but she still feels like it's hard to, you know, get her body back. And that, I don't know if you've seen this season, The Biggest Loser, but she said that she's the same size as the woman, Shay, who's the largest contestant on that show.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you see that a lot in your practice, because I've heard of that from friends, too. It's like you just keep patting yourself and putting up this barrier.
I see it all the time. And, you know, they say that 1 in 5 people have had some kind of, you know, molestation or rape or inappropriate touch. And so that's going to be, you know, that I run into it all the time. And I will give you a hint and tell your listeners, first of all, that we cover some of that this season.
Okay.
Because it's what I just said, 1 in 5, there's 5 women. So there's at least 1 in this pack that has been hiding with her weight as well.
Okay.
And I do believe, I don't know where your listener heard this, I do believe that you can work through the emotional issues while also losing the weight.
Okay.
Because it's all about getting healthy. And so I want to encourage her to do whatever baby steps she can in whatever comfort level she can, even if it means walking further from the car or, you know, taking the cheese off of a cheeseburger and just eating the burger, whatever she can do to start moving forward in the right direction for her physical health along with her emotional health, that does need to be done simultaneously. And then the other piece of it is, you know, even people who haven't been molested, a lot of us hide behind our weight. People who have had dating issues or who fight with their spouses, they hide with food. And it's really important to go seek counseling if that's something, you know, a cycle that you're seeing yourself doing.
Yeah, I was about to say that the counseling, I think, I'm big on counseling. I think it's great. I've done it. I think it's wonderful. I just think it's so important. And that's why when I saw the show again last season, Stacey, I was just so impressed with, you're just so kind and intelligent and beautiful and just the way that you worked with the gals. And Gals, how was that for you doing the therapy side? Had you done therapy in the past?
Well, let me just tell you how I feel about Stacey is I remember the first time I met her and I spoke with her and I told her she scares me because I felt that she had that ability to get out what it is that I keep trying so hard to keep in. And that's, you know, I'm more of a private person. So for me to put myself out there and have people getting to know me and understanding my business, which I didn't want out there, that was scary for me. And it was true. She was able to bring out a lot of things that I kept hidden. And the best part about her is, even after it was all said and done, and I felt good about myself, and I was happy that I let go, and I'm a full-on believer of therapy now. The show is over. Basically, Stacey's off the clock. I get a text from her, and Stacey is a person that I used to watch one of her shows, which was one of my favorite reality shows. And so, knowing that I was going to work with her, that was a very exciting moment for me, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm working with Stacey Kizer. And here I'm in the grocery store, and she's texting me, Steph, I'm just wondering how you're doing. I'm with my kids, and I'm thinking about you.
That is so good. And
what a great feeling to know that this person that I used to turn on her show and watch, and she's with her kids, and she's now thinking about me.
Oh,
you know, and like I said, I love it. It's off the clock. She's not working. You know, we're done. And it was just a really, really great feeling. And, you know, just at that moment, I really knew that we had, you know, touched each other in more ways than one. You know, it wasn't just, you know, she was getting paid to be on the show, and she was trying to help us out. She genuinely cares about us.
Okay.
And mentally helped Stephanie and myself and all the girls. I mean, really, I think that you need mental... I feel communication is the key to everything. And, you know, Stacey being able to get out some of these things that are so deep inside of us, and for us to feel comfortable about it, and then be successful, it's like, wow, we all need a Stacey Kizer in our life. You
That's
know,
right.
we all need to be able to communicate and get our problems out, and then that way we can move forward. And, you know, there's a great reward, I'm sure, whatever it might be in your life, whatever is holding you back in some way, you know, whether it be weight or drugs or whatever it might be, you know, communicating and getting a support system, I think is a big key to being successful.
Well, you gals are all very successful, and I know that 40 is going to be fabulous. I just do. And 37 also, because I know you were 36.
Yeah.
Now, tell us what we've got about a minute left. If you can tell us again, what, you know, the show, what time is tomorrow? I know October 2nd. Is it at 9 o'clock on Lifetime?
It is at 9 o'clock on Lifetime.
It is.
For some reason on my television, it's airing at 6.
Oh, okay. And you're in California, right?
I'm in California.
Yeah, check your company.
Now, are you gals all going to get together, all you group of the Diet Tribe gals, and watch it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I wish I could be there. I want to be, oh, man. Oh, geez. I'll get on a plane.
We have friends and family coming, and it's going to be amazing. And it's either at 6 or at 9, you know, like I said, depending on your cable company. So, I'm encouraging everybody to check their listings so that they don't miss it. But I think that we really touched a lot of subjects that, and we'll be able to relate to a lot of people.
The concept of Diet Tribe is absolutely amazing, and I feel like it's...
Oh.
We lost her.
Oh, no, we're still here.
Oh. Okay, so you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, on the My Lifetime website, mm-hmm. there are videos that will go along with the show that some of the women recorded, that I recorded, that Jesse recorded. And people can ask me questions there. So some of your listeners that wrote into you can certainly write into me on the My Lifetime website, and I go on there a couple times a week so that I can help out.
Well, Stacey, I really appreciate it. And Stephanie and Tiffany, I'm just so glad you were able to come on today. I can't wait to watch the show. Now, if you'd like to reach me, you can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. And next week on the show, we're going to have Diana Henry, who's an amazing OT, and Ida Zelaya is going to be filling in for me and interviewing her. And again, October, the month, is dedicated to children with special needs. But we're also on October 13th, because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I am going to be interviewing a woman who wrote a wonderful book called Cancer is a Bitch.